What's up, y'all? What it do? Come on in. Come on through. It's your favorite host, Mama K, the mommy and the mogul. And you're tuned into Mama K's Place. Hey, you guys. Welcome back to all the OGs and welcome home to all the new family. So, y'all, of course, already know we are coming back for another episode of the Chakra series. I sounded like a robot. Chakra series, it is. Okay, so listen, if you are just tuning in today, okay, I highly advise you going to the beginning of the Chakra series and listening to each episode from the very beginning, okay? From the very beginning, okay? So you can get the full digest of the energy centers in your body because we are aligning ourselves together. We're growing with one another. And I don't want anybody to miss out because you have to start with that root. Remember, okay? Okay, but you can still listen. Don't worry. If you want to listen, you can listen, Linda. So today we're going to be talking about the solar plexus, okay? So we have went through the root chakra, okay? It all starts in the roots, and that will help with the rest of your beautiful spirit being able to be aligned. Oh my goodness, I'm stuttering today? What? I'm going to get this message out, you guys. So first things first, I want to let you guys know that this is the third chakra, okay? So this is located between the navel and the breastbone. That is where this energy center is located, and it is represented by the color yellow, one of my favorite colors, if you haven't realized yet. So this is where our confidence comes from, okay? This chakra is responsible for the control that we have over our life, or, you know, the confidence that we have in our life. And, you know, when you feel like, man, I could conquer the world today, like I could do anything, I'm ready to achieve these goals, like I am ready to get on my purpose, I know that I got this, like I could literally change the world today, you know? That's your solar plexus when it's in alignment. When you're feeling real good, real confident, y'all, ladies, you know, when you get out the chair and your skin look all nice and just beautiful, you know, eyebrows freshly done, toes done, nails done, you know what I'm saying? Those moments. Yeah. Oh, for the fellas, you know, when you get that fresh cut and then you want to just go run a bunch of errands that day and stuff like that. Yeah. Okay. Those days, that's when that confidence is there. Okay. So your solar plexus is literally the key that unlocks your personal power within. So it gives us, you know, true self of self. It gives us true energy and light. This is the jewel in your city, okay? So this is your internal sun. It provides you all of the momentum that you need to move forward with your goals, right? So when this energy center is aligned, when it's happy, you feel confident, you feel motivated, you know, you feel like you have a purpose. You have like this great positive outlook on life. So even when things are like going to sugar, honey, iced tea, you still feel good. You know, you still feel confident in the fact that you know everything is going to be all right at the end of the day. You know, everything is going to be great. Everything is being worked out for me. My spirit crew has my back. When I say spirit crew, I mean my ancestors, my ascended masters, my guardian angels, the absolute most high, the divine, you know. Everything is going to be all right. You know, life is, sometimes it gets a little hectic. It got some hands on that thing, you know, but everything is I'm blessed and I'm grateful for that, right? When you're aligned, it's easy to for you to be able to take charge. So especially like if you play sports or if you have like a job that nobody really wants to speak up at, but you're good at being the one to speak up, you take charge, or in class, you know, you're able to delegate and lead, or whatever you call it, whatever you would like to call it, taking charge, okay? It's easy for you to take charge. You're able to accept yourself as you are. You're having success in your life, no matter what success looks like to you, whether it's emotional success, spiritual success, success in relationships, success financially, whatever success looks like to you, right? When it's aligned, you feel that, or you feel prosperous, you feel you are being responsible in your life, and you have a great balance with working, resting, and playing, okay? So I also want you to know what it looks like to have a blocked solar plexus. So this looks like having anxiety, chronic stress, low self-esteem, lacking confidence, fear of expressing yourself, fear of being rejected for something or by someone or something. When you're blocked, you're in this super controlling energy. You have a lack of respect for yourself, but not only yourself, but for others. These people can also look arrogant, you know, or sometimes maybe you're judgmental of yourself, or sometimes maybe you're judgmental of other people, or you lack your sense of identity. You know, you have a moment of, where am I right now? Like, what am I doing? Like, this is not aligned with where I thought I was gonna be at. This is not aligned. Like, I don't know where exactly I'm going right now. Like, what is this? But those are the perfect questions to ask yourself, because you're going to start receiving the answers that you're needing, that you're looking for. You're gonna start attracting in the type of connections that you need, whether that's connections in the spirit or connections here in the 3D. You know, you're going to start getting answers. You're going to start coming upon books. You're going to start coming upon scriptures, or, you know, a deeper revelation. Okay. So those are ways that you know that, you know, they're blocked, or, you know, you have that overanalysis. You know, these are emotional symptoms of blockage. Okay. You have paralysis by analysis, or like unhealthy attachments to the people around you, or you constantly need like continuous confirmation and approval. And listen, y'all, some of these things, I realized that I was needing them, and I had to go within. And I'm going to teach you guys like how to also not fix these things. It's not like you're broken. It's not like we're broken. Life happens, you know, and I'm going to tell you what happens and why it happens so that we can also be proactive. Okay. So anyways, you know, maybe you're doubting yourself. You have issues with trusting people in your life, or maybe you're very rigid and controlling, or it's difficult for you to set your boundaries in your life with your family, your friends, your boss, you know, your lovers, you know, or maybe you're self-victimizing. You have like a self-victimizing mentality. It doesn't mean that anything is wrong with you. It just, these are things that we don't want to continue, you know. It's a reason for everything, and it always happens in the spirit first, right? So now that we know the blocked symptoms, the overactive symptoms look like you always need to be right, or self-centered, very conceited, not able to trust others, you know, or takes on way too much responsibility. Okay, so now that we know what that looks like, let's talk about what actually does block it or what does overactivate it, right? So when you are going through, when you're growing through consistent adverse events, moments, you know, y'all, take a deep breath with me real quick, because sometimes I be getting anxious myself, you know, just getting so excited to put out this information. But let's take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. Okay, cool. So when you're having like back-to-back adversities in your life, consistent adverse events, moments and experiences that have just like tapped on your self-image, you know, like it just like knocked you, like just hit you a little bit, whether you show it or not, it affects this energy center, you know, it does. And a lot of people tend to ignore it. You know, you have to be tough. You have to be strong to my black women, y'all know. Okay. You need to be strong. You can't be weak. Like, come on now, dang. My firstborn daughters, yeah, you know. Or my black men, you know. Not singling, you know, not disregarding anybody else, but I can only speak what I know, you know. So like, whether you show that or not, like, you're supposed to confront these things. You're supposed to get with yourself. A lot of people think that their inner child just disappears. No, you are literally that inner child. These things just don't magically go away just because you ignore it or you tell a joke about it or you run away from it or anything like that. Okay, because my goofy self will attempt to laugh things off, but sometimes you can't. Or, you know, you attempt to put up a wall or whatever, but sometimes you can't, because you will block blessings, or you will block, you know, certain, or delay certain blessings in your life sometimes from that, you know. Like, sometimes we don't realize when you receive verbal abuse, or when you were bullied in school, or when you were failing at things. Imagine failing a lot as a kid and being teased at school for it, or talked bad to about it, you know, not being shown how to do it right, not having ease spoken into you, not being able to also show emotions, and or receiving emotional abuse. You know, imagine all of that in a child. Or imagine you in that moment as a child, you know, whether or not you have experienced all of that, any of a piece of that, half of that, or none of that. Just imagine, you know, or if you're a parent or an aunt or an uncle, imagine your niece, nephew, or child growing through that. Imagine how they would feel. They would grow up and their confidence would either be shot, or somewhat they would be confident, or, you know, even if they weren't confident, they'll be able to hide it very well that they weren't. Trust me, I know how it goes, because people think I've been confident my entire life, and there was point in times where I couldn't even look at myself in the mirror. Okay, like, trust me, I know. Okay, I get it. So imagine your child, or imagine younger you, growing through that, and look at who you become today, or imagine how your child will become when you have like over authoritative parents who told you like to suck it up, or they never listen to your thoughts, or like, you know, they just disregarded you all the time. Imagine how your child would feel if you never heard how they felt. Or how did you feel when your parents never let you speak up for yourself, or when you spoke something, spoke an emotion, spoke a fear, you were talked down to or told to shut up or told to stop complaining or stop being a crybaby or stop whining or stop lying or whatever. Imagine how your child would feel, or how do you feel today? Imagine if you never heard how your child or your niece or your nephew felt. If you considered expressing yourself and it came out as you're being disrespectful, so you need to shut it up or get your ass beat or get popped in the mouth. You know, like, it's not fair. And trauma and abuse blocks this solar plexus. This is trauma and abuse. Being bullied, trauma, abuse, a form of it. Whether it's emotional or not, it's abuse. And if you don't become self-aware of this and learn how to heal this spiritually, the trauma sits in your physical body. And it allows itself to manifest into physical symptoms. So it'll look like having heartburn or IBS. If you don't know what IBS is, it's irritable bowel syndrome. I had a homegirl, she was my best friend, and she used to have stomach issues all the time. And we used to laugh about it because she would be on the toilet sometimes, but it really wasn't funny. Like, her stomach was fucked up, you know? And a lot of times we don't even realize where these things may have manifested from. I didn't know back then, or else I would have been able to tell her, but shit, she would be on the toilet, you know? So if you have that, definitely, you know, take a further look, and I'll drop like links and stuff if y'all want me to like different sources and herb connects and plugs if you need them. So it'll also look like ulcers or chest pain or anxiety, like we talked about being anxious earlier, chronic fatigue, low mental energy, heaviness throughout your body. Maybe you have gums that bleed or they're always sensitive. It can also manifest as diabetes, excessive weight gain, or eating disorders. Okay, so this chakra, it affects your liver, your gallbladder, your stomach, your pancreas, your small intestine, and your adrenals. Okay, so this is important. Your spirituality is a connection with not only the Most High, but your spirit, like your internal wellness, like you gotta be beautiful on the inside, shining bright and aligned on the inside, because it helps everything else align on the outside too. Okay. So let's pay attention to our spirit. Let's fill our spirits up so that we're able to pour into the spirits of others. Whew. Yeah, this is a great one, y'all. We needed this, huh? So, now, we're going to talk about how to heal and align this chakra, okay? So, the yoga pose that I have for today is going to be knees to chest. So, you can lay on your back and fold up your knees to your chest and just hug yourself, okay? Or also the downward facing dog. Okay, look that up on Pinterest, save it in your yoga poses. I hope y'all have been taking notes this whole time. If you need a Mama K journal, let me know, but y'all already know we supposed to be using our blue pen inside of our journal and taking notes. Okay, this stuff is important. This essential oils that y'all could put inside of your diffusers, chamomile, frankincense, rose, and I love citrus, so lemon for me. I like a good lemon, and you can mix it like lemon with rose, or maybe like lemon and mint. That'll be good. That'll open up the sinuses and all of that good stuff too. Some foods that you can look into eating to balance, and make sure like that you guys eat these foods with intention. Prepare your meals with intention. Talk to God, tell your ancestors, tell, you know, spirit what exactly it is that you're wanting as you prepare your meal. Okay, you're wanting your balance, you're wanting to heal, you're wanting this power, this confidence. Speak I am affirmations, and I'm gonna give y'all some affirmations too, and then we're gonna be out. Okay, but some foods look like bananas, ginger, oats, corn, lemons, pineapples, plantains, grapefruits, yellow bell peppers, yellow string beans, yellow potatoes, lentils, the yellow ones, quinoa, brown rice, cornmeal. So, you know, there's a lot of different things that you can use or eat to help you with getting aligned in your solar plexus, right? So prepare your meals with intention. So we also have herbs like ginger, lemon balm, turmeric, and mint. So go to like a food market, or, you know, maybe like a Whole Foods, Natural Grocers, a Sprouts, something like that, and get you some herbs from a good source, and, you know, use your herbs and your teas and things, and speak intentions and affirmations into your teas, and also meditate, guys. Meditate, see that yellow light within you, okay, above your navel, between under your breastbone as well, in that energy center. Just imagine that being able to be powered up within you. Take the time to sit with it. Start with 5 to 10 minutes if that's all you got, okay? And if you need to schedule a private meditation session, I am taking virtual meditation one-on-ones and group meditations, or you can join a Patreon. Just let me know and I got you. But meditate, you need that. So some affirmations you can write down and say them throughout the week would be, I am perfectly enough. I am perfectly enough. I am confident and authentic. I am confident and authentic. I work with ease and flow. I work with ease and flow. I reclaim my power now. I reclaim my power now. All right. And I got some journal prompts for y'all. So, you know, after you get out the shower or when you wake up in the morning, whenever you want to do it, here are the journal prompts for the day. What does it mean to be a confident person, and when am I most confident? That is question number one. Question number two, what makes you feel ashamed of yourself and why? In dark moments, what makes you feel empty and unworthy? Yeah, we getting all up in your business for these questions. But nobody should be reading your journal, so make sure people know, because you need to be honest with yourself and you need to have that privacy to be able to do that, okay? And yeah, so make sure you take the time to spend with yourself and answer these questions. Get to know yourself. Let the answers come to you. Don't force it, but allow yourself to see what it is that you really want, what it is that you really care for, what it is that makes you confident or would make you confident. When you start asking yourself the questions, you allow spirit the space and opportunity to give you your answers. All right? But I love y'all. I thank you for being here. Make sure y'all head over to the Patreon if you would like to, you know, join in and get some private meditations with the group, join community, get some private mentorship, get some guidance, whatever it is that you're needing, we're able to assist with that. If y'all want to shop, head over to MamaKaysPlace.com. I appreciate y'all being here so much. Tell three people that you're grateful for them, because you never know, somebody really might need that, okay? But you have a great day. I'll see y'all on the next episode. Have a great day. See you later. It's Mama K, the mommy and the mogul.